Well, thank you so much for that gift. Let's say thank you to those women who shared that gift with us by applauding in American Sign Language, which is like this. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm going to grab this over here. If you are interested in knowing a little bit more about this group that came here today, we have had a partnership at Hope College with the Caribbean Christian for the Deaf for a long time. And Steve Smith, who's a professor here and also the soccer coach, takes a trip of Hope students every spring break to go to the Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf. If you're interested in going there for spring break this year, you should contact him about it. So, hey, excuse me, I swallowed wrong. How was fall break? Awesome. Hey, do you guys like having breaks? That's great. I like having breaks too. I'm so glad that you're back, because all fall break, I was sitting here thinking about spring break, and I am super excited about spring break for this year, and I hope that you are too. I know that we have been talking a lot about these spring break trips, and I hope you'll just give me 10 minutes this morning to do a little bit more talking about what we're going to be doing on spring break this year. To refresh your memory a little bit, we've been talking about why we do these trips. And what we have been discussing is that we want to learn how to love God and to love people with our hearts and with our minds so that we can understand people and have compassion for them. So that's what we want to set you guys up to do on these spring break trips this year. We're going to go and do, and we're going to go and learn. So I was thinking about this sort of heart and head thing this morning, and it reminded me of a passage of scripture that I'm pretty sure all of you have heard before, and I thought it would be appropriate for after fall break, since not everybody is like, we're not really ready to be back yet, so I'm throwing you kind of a softball this morning. This is an easy one, okay? So this is from Luke 10, and so hear these words from Luke 10. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have given the right answer. Go and do this, and you will live. It seems like for Jesus, too, there is a strong connection when it comes to love between what we feel in our hearts, the compassion that we have, and what we think, the understanding that we have, and also with what we do, with our strength. So I want to set you guys up on spring break trips this year to do just that. I want you to love with your hearts. I want you to meet people who inspire you and for whom you have great compassion. And I want you to meet situations that you've never thought about before so that you can love people with your minds and really start to think about some of the complexities. Why is this world the way it is? And I want you to love people with your strength. I want you to change a little bit because of what you've experienced. Go and do something, whether that means that you're going to change the way you act, you're going to do something to build something new, whether you're going to move and shake something, I don't know, but we're going to do something with our strength as well. So an easy lesson, but I want to show you guys now 14 opportunities that have been set up to help you do that. Love God and love people with your heart, with your mind, and with your strength. So the first trip that we're going to take this year is Voice of Calvary Ministries, Jackson, Mississippi. Anybody been on this trip to Jackson? All right, this is an awesome trip. The person that you see here is John Perkins. John Perkins started Voice of Calvary Ministries in the 60s as a way to reach out to people who were being oppressed by Jim Crow laws in Mississippi, where he was from. He started a ministry called the Christian Community Development Association, and it is a movement that has changed the way people do ministries of reconciliation and justice. So if you want to see where it started, you need to go to Jackson, Mississippi this year. The next trip is World Impact in Newark, New Jersey. Anybody been on this trip? All right. Newark, New Jersey, I have read, is the most dangerous city in the United States. And somebody once said that it is the worst place to raise kids. And guess what you're going to be doing in Newark? Working with kids who live in Newark. World Impact is a ministry that does Bible clubs and tutoring, and so they're going to put you on the scene. You're going to do renovation projects, you're going to interact with kids, and you're going to work through tough issues like racial reconciliation and economic justice. And you're going to try to see how, as a Christian, can you have an impact on something like the poverty that you will see in Newark. All right, and then the next one is Door Miami. Now, Miami is a really interesting city. For those of you who think you have to go abroad to experience cross-cultural ministry, go to Miami instead. In Miami, 75% of the people who live there speak a language other than English at home. This is a very multicultural city. And in Miami, you're going to have the opportunity to interact with lots of different people who call Miami home. So you might one day work in the fields with migrant workers, and the next day do an after-school tutoring program. And the next day you might go and interact with homeless people who live in Miami. But this trip has been set up to help you be exposed to and educated about issues of justice that impact urban multicultural centers like Miami, which is what is going to help us to be world Christians in the kind of increasingly urban and global context that we live in. This is going to be an awesome trip. All right, and then Bayshore Christian Ministries. Who's been on this trip? Yeah. They're a lot more excited about that than they sound, because this is an awesome trip. If you love kids and you're interested in working with kids, I think this would be a great trip for you. Bayshore Christian Ministries was started by college students in the 80s, and it has grown into a ministry that has impacted thousands of kids in East Palo Alto, California. The next is Hope for the Inner City in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga is an interesting place that has lots of Christian ministries, but Hope for the Inner City thinks it's unique in that they are trying to help those who live in poverty to escape it and to do so permanently. They're trying to invest in people so that they have the skills to have their own self-worth and to be able to meet their own needs. And there's a really specific way that they do that, and they want you guys to come and to see it. So what you're going to be doing there is, again, leading some after-school programs for kids. You're going to be working on a renovation or a building project. But more than that, you're going to be challenged to ask some tough questions about economic development, about racial reconciliation, and you're going to be invested in by the people there as leaders who have been given a call on your life. How are you going to go and respond to what you've learned? This is a powerful trip. And we know that God doesn't just care about people, but God cares about his whole creation. So the next trip is what we're calling Appalachian Witness Tour in West Virginia. What you see here is a picture of a mountain that has had its top blown off by coal mining. Mountaintop removal coal mining is very cheap for us. It's a cheap way for us to receive electricity so that we can turn the lights on, but it's a very costly thing for the people of West Virginia and ultimately for God's creation. If you are passionate about creation care and you want to learn what it means to be a Christian who loves God's creation and God's people, you should go on this trip. You're going to meet some really brave and hopeful people who have been impacted by the devastation that is mountaintop removal coal mining. The next trip is going to be to a farm. And you see a picture here of a guy named Clarence Jordan. In 1942, Clarence Jordan felt a call from God to live in Christian community. So he and a couple of friends started to live together as the Acts 2 church. They wanted to be, as they said, a demonstration plot for the kingdom of God. So they started to live reconciled with one another, and people started to move into their community with them. This was in the rural South in the 40s and 50s. And it wasn't just white folks who came. African American people came too, and that made some people angry during that time. So Koinonia Farm, which is what they called it, they went through a whole time in the 50s and 60s where they were firebombed. KKK rallies happened at their farm. They were shot at. They received death threats. And they were excommunicated from their church because of the work that they were doing on reconciliation. And this community survived. It's still there today. And they're inviting Hope students to come and to just live alongside them in community, to to learn a little bit about what God has done there. And God has done some pretty amazing things. Have you heard of Habitat for Humanity? It started at this farm. So if you want to go and just participate in farm life, you're going to be doing some farm chores. You're going to be interacting with people who are very brave and committed to justice. And you are also maybe going to have the opportunity to hear Jimmy Carter teach Sunday school. So that would be great. All right, another is going to be a Sankofa journey. Sankofa means looking back in order to look forward. This is going to be a really unique trip where we go from Holland, Michigan, through the South to different civil rights sites. Students of color and white students are going to be paired up together to talk about racial reconciliation through the lens of some of those important civil rights sites. This is a powerful journey that will change your life if you're interested in racial reconciliation. And our critical issues symposium this year was on food issues. If you're interested in food issues, you need to go to Detroit this year. The Jeannie Wiley community is another intentional community that has to do with food justice. So you're going to tour all kinds of hopeful signs that the Holy Spirit is working in Detroit to secure food for people who need it. And the last domestic trip we're going to do is to Remember on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. One of the hugest justice issues in our land is the issue of Indian reservations, and we rarely talk about it. You have the opportunity to go to Remember and to do some help around some of the renovations that they're doing, but mostly to just hang out with Lakota people and learn about their life and their culture. This is going to be an awesome trip. And then quickly, four international trips this year. The first is to the border of the U.S. and Mexico. If you're paying attention, you know that immigration is one of the most important justice issues and the most controversial issues that we're facing in the United States today. If you're interested in that issue, if you want to meet a border patrol agent and a migrant who's trying to cross the border, you get to do that on this trip. It's going to be awesome. The second trip is to Honduras. It's a trip to a place called the Association for a More Just Society. This woman here, her name is Bienvenida, she's holding a land title. People in Honduras, mostly poor people in Honduras, often don't have titles to the land that they have been rightfully living on their whole lives. An Association for a More Just Society is a group of very brave Christians in Honduras who are trying to make the system work even for people who are poor. If you're interested in economic justice, international development, this is the trip for you. I think it will change your life. In January, the Haiti earthquake happened, and all of us watched the devastation on the news and felt helpless. You guys have an opportunity this year to go and help with some of the reconstruction, but in a really interesting way. Sous Espoir is Creole for source of hope. And Sous Espoir is an organization that's been working in Haiti for 30 or 40 years. They didn't just come down after the earthquake, but they were there when it happened. And so they're gonna give you guys the opportunity to work alongside Haitians who are rebuilding their lives after the earthquake. I think this would especially be an interesting trip if you're a psych major or social work because of the post-traumatic stress that they're dealing with at Sous Espoir now since the devastation of the Haiti earthquake. And the last is a trip to Bluefields, Nicaragua. Has anybody been on that trip? All right, so pre-health students, if you're interested in doing a little public health in a developing country, you should go on this trip. We have a huge problem in the world right now. If you have access to medical care, that probably means you're wealthy. If you're poor, you probably don't have access to very easy and preventable means of staying healthy. That's what you're going to be dealing with in Nicaragua, thinking about why is it that people don't have the right to be healthy if they're poor. You'll be doing like really hands-on public health education kind of stuff. It's going to be an awesome trip. So here's what you do. activate.hope.edu is going to be a longer description of all of the trips that I just talked about. On Friday, you'll be able to sign up for those trips. You can't sign up yet, but you can read about the trips. And what I want you to do is just learn a little bit more, pray, talk to your families, and try to discern if God is calling you to go out this spring break and use your time to learn to love the people that God loves with your heart, with your mind, and with your strength. If you have questions, let me know, but let's pray. God, we are grateful for breaks. We're grateful for a time to be refreshed, a time to be in charge of our own schedules, and also a time when we can think about how you might be calling us to love you and to love your world in a new way. Would you help us to discern where you're calling us this spring break? And may you do a new thing in this place. May hope rise up because of the students of hope who are going to go all over the country and over the world this spring break in the name of and hope of Jesus. In your name we ask these things. Amen. Go in peace.